I'm Cody Kearns, and my project is a joint venture by the University of North Texas, the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, and the LSU Ag Center over the effects of osmotin 2 in transgenic cotton on aphid reproduction and colonization. The cotton aphid, Aphis jacipii, is a major pest in cotton. In southern climates where cotton is more prevalent, they can be 100% female, and they have an enormous reproductive capability. They can reproduce asexually, they can be born pregnant, and a single female is capable of producing up to 60 offspring. On a pest of cotton, aphids feed on terminals, abaxial leaf surfaces, and even on square bracts. They ingest the fluid of the plant, mainly the sugars and the proteins, and this can have a major effect on the growth of the cotton plant, and in large numbers, aphids can stunt the growth. They excrete honeydew, which can get caught up in the lint, and in the ginning process can really cause a lot of damage. Yield loss is mainly dependent on how large your population is and how long the aphids are allowed to stay on the crop. Just as kind of a representation to show how much damage these aphids can cause, on another study I was a part of at the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Station in Lubbock, Texas, we saw a loss of 340 kilograms per hectare on a field between a non-treated area and a treated area, and this can translate to about 300 pounds per acre, and at 80 cent cotton, this can mean a loss of $240 an acre. For my project, we were to transgenically modify this cotton to overexpress osmotin, and then evaluate the modified osmotin cotton for its impact on aphid yield and their ability to colonize. The osmotin itself is an abundant alkaline cysteine-rich protein, which is naturally found in cotton, and it can be activated by biotic or abiotic signals. It's mainly expressed when the plant becomes stressed under drought conditions, excess feeding by insects, and it's classified as a pathogenesis-related protein. I'd really have to thank Kent Chapman for his help actually modifying genetically the cotton at the University of North Texas. They inserted the gene into a bacterium that was placed inside a scab of the cotton, which then grew into the transgenically modified species. The coding sequence of the cotton was under the control of CAMV35S promoter and was engineered into the gateway binary vector. For our field trial study, we developed the aphid colony from a single aphid, and we infested each osmotin line and each Coker 312 line with a single adult aphid. Each line had 8 replicates grown in fully contained cages at 21 degrees Celsius in a growth chamber. After 24 hours, we removed the adult, and after 74 hours, we removed all nymphs but one. We then monitor each aphid every 24 hours, at which time we noted mortality, time to reproductive maturity, and number of progeny, and which we removed all those, the progeny. For the live statistics that we monitored, we used the natural rate of increase based on Wyatt and White's method, and we analyzed it using ANOVA F-protected S&K, where statistical significance is less than 0.05. We also recorded mortality, longevity, days to reproductive maturity, generation time, finite daily increase, and population doubling time. For our first year of the trial in 2010, we found we had a p-value of 0.09, meaning that the difference between the osmotin and the Coker 312 line was not statistically significant. However, it was very close. We ran the same exact trial again in 2011 and found that the p-value again was at 0.12, which is very close, but not enough to be statistically significant. However, for longevity in 2011, we found we had a p-value of 0.02, meaning that the aphids spent a shorter amount of time on the osmotin cotton. For our field validation, we moved the study to the Macon Ridge Research Station in Winsboro, Louisiana. We used a randomized complete block design with four replicates, and the plots were two or four rows wide and 7 meters in length. We monitored the aphids every week, and we began recording data as soon as we discovered the aphids in the field. We took five leaves from the third node and five leaves from the mid to low canopy in each plot and then pulled this data together. We also calculated the cumulative aphid days and again used ANOVA F-protected student animalcules where a p-value of less than 0.05 is statistically significant. In 2012, for our, this is the averages for the field data in 2012. For the entire season, we did not find a significant difference statistically between the osmotin cotton and the Coker 312 cotton. But what's interesting is after 39 days, but before 47 days on that chart, we had Hurricane Isaac come through, which knocked all the aphids off the plant and kind of sent some stress to the plants themselves. And as you can see, the aphids were much quicker to return to the Coker 312 cotton. However, for a cumulative number of aphid days in 2012, we found no statistical difference between the Coker 312 cotton and the osmotin cotton. We conducted the same exact study again in 2013 and found that for the season average, the osmotin cotton had statistically less aphids than the Coker 312 cotton. And again, after 78 days, before 83 days, the aphid population crashed, and it was quicker to return to the Coker 312 cotton. This may be that when the cotton is stressed, it produces more of the osmotin gene itself. In 2013, for cumulative aphid days, we found a p-value of 0.08, which is not statistically significant. Overall, we were successful in genetically modifying osmotin in the cotton. A life table study suggests that there may be some slight suppression in aphid reproductive potential and their longevity. Field validation data supports that if there is suppression in the cotton, it's very slight. Although current osmotin overexpression is inadequate to support aphid population growth, it may be a viable control in perhaps drought areas like West Texas, but further investigation is definitely warranted. Thank you. Questions?
Questions for Cody?
Yes. Well, I talked to Kemp Chapman, and I'm not really sure if the levels are higher or lower between the lines, but the lines themselves just represent a different time at which the cotton was genetically modified. But I don't know whether the osmotin levels are higher between the different lines themselves.
Any additional questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you.